are again friends with Matt May, with Bob and Ray, and Bill Green at the piano, our happy musical composer. Composer of such hits as I Want to Marry Harry, My Happy Waltz, and Who's It's from Massachusetts.
There's spoodles of other songs, too.
Well, anyway, here we are on this dull Monday with more of this fast-moving humor designed to keep you partly entertained for 20 minutes or so before the ball game, as is our practice every day.
Do we have any letters from listeners to answer this morning?
Yes, the first letter we have here is from a young man, I believe, in Malden.
All right. Will you give me his question?
Well, his question is simply this. He wants to know if you can help him. He and his friend, it seems, are having an argument.
Mm-hmm.
Over the exact year that Colorado joined the Union.
1778 was before Colorado joined the Union.
He wanted to know when did Colorado join the Union.
Well, I'll tell you, the only thing I can connect with that is that Siler's was established even before Colorado joined the Union.
I don't think that's enough for him.
If he wants more
information. There's a PS here, he says, no, that's not going to help me.
Well, I would suggest he write to Colorado in care of the United States of America.
Uh-huh.
And he will get an answer by return mail, I'm sure. Just address your card to Colorado.
That should help him, then. That would be a bigger help. Another letter here, Mr. Know-It-All, is from a young woman up in Lebanon, New Hampshire. And she wants to know if it's true.
Tell her that I made arrangements for the truck and...
No, she has nothing. She asks nothing about the beer truck.
Oh.
She just wants you to help her answer this argument. It seems she's having an argument with her friend.
Everybody's having arguments, aren't
they? More fighting going on. Yeah. And she and the friend are arguing over the exact age of Lewis Stone.
Lewis Stone, on his last birthday, I am told by my reliable Hollywood correspondent, was 43 years old.
Doesn't sound right to me, but I guess we'll have to let it go at that.
Mickey Rooney, on the other hand, is 71.
Our final question is, how do you get away with this every day, sir?
That is a question that we can't answer.
The boss.
Yeah, we can't answer that, boss. Is it signed that he's...
Just signed the boss.
Does it say worried boss?
No, just the boss.
Yeah. He's back from Florida today, I hear.
He is?
Yeah.
Well, I hope he has a nice tan.
I hear he does.
He does, huh? Mm. I have a nice tan, too, but I bought mine at Liggett's.
You suppose he missed us while he was away?
I was wondering about that this morning, Bob, if he missed us at all, or if he's kind of glad to get away from us for a while. What do you think?
Well, I don't know. Why don't we go down to the office and
why don't
see
we do
how
that?
He is? We haven't talked to him for a long time. Walk along a little
faster. You know, this card gets longer and longer every time we go down, Bob. Just gets so long. Here we are. Here, I'll just knock at this door.
Yeah.
It's Bob and Ray, sir.
Tell him who it is.
I did. It's Bob and Ray.
Get out.
Right.
Oh, I guess he...
What's the matter with him, Bob? Does he want to talk to us?
He must have missed us. He remembers us.
Sure. Speaking of bosses and remembering us, here is our announcer with a word that I'm sure you'll all want to hear.
Well, this concerns Supreme California Wine, neighbor, the favorite of smart, thrifty New Englanders
nice,
for
neat,
over a generation.
Friendly tie-in there.
I like that neighbor thing there.
Gives it a nice, warm feeling.
More and more people now ask for Supreme California Wine by name. They've learned that the Supreme Wine label is their assurance of the finest in flavor and quality, rich bouquet, and delicate aroma. For parties, for pleasant dinners, or when friends drop in, or drop in, Supreme Wine adds a gracious note of hospitality to all your entertaining. Choose from Supreme California Port, Sherry, Muscatel, White Port, Pale Dry Sherry, and Tokay.
You're welcome.
Whichever you prefer, your own taste will tell you it's a truly fine California wine.
So fly anywhere with Supreme Wine.
The next time, that's Royal Air Coach.
That's another commercial.
Next time you visit your favorite package store, don't just ask for wine. Ask for Supreme California wine. Remember to buy wine made by people who know wine. Buy Supreme California wine. Your own taste will tell you that it's truly a fine California wine.
Yes, indeed. Remember it now, friend. Supreme. Ask for it by name.
Spell it out for them.
S-U-P-R-E-M-E. Supreme California.
And the other word is W-I-N-E. Wine.
Here now is Bill Green with one of his... What are you going to play, Bill? How high the moon?
Are you going to do this like Les Paul does it with the guitars? Are you going to dub in different parts? Huh?
What's the matter with Ken Wilson? Does he have that alarm clock flu this morning? Right ahead. Piano like that in your home.
Together with a piano player like that in your home.
Simply drop down here at the Burning Up Warehouse, and we'll try to get one out before the flames reach it for you.
Bill, you weren't at the piano fair, were you? Is that still on?
No, that's all.
Did you miss the piano fair this year?
Did Sammy Eisen play
I know
piano?
I saved up all my pin money for the piano fair, and I went up there. They didn't have any fun at all, just a lot of pianos, not even cotton candy. So I put my money all into something else.
I saw a picture of Sammy Eisen in the paper seated at a piano.
Playing with his elbows. It's funny they would do that. I don't know how they plan to sell a piano with his face in the ad anyway. It looks like people are selling, they're trying to sell iron tablets or something.
Well,
speaking of iron tablets, save time, save energy, and save money. Fly through Royal Air Coach Agency at rates that are actually lower than rail. Fly and pay absolutely the lowest fares to anywhere. Yes, friends, you can fly through Royal Air Coach Agency to California for only $75. Honolulu, $184. Miami, only $37.50. Chicago, $24.
How much do Brockton say?
Doesn't have it listed here, but I would assume it would be considerably less than the trip to Honolulu. Maybe $4 or $5 cheaper. It'd be my guess.
Why should you assume that?
Well, I shouldn't assume it.
Hmm?
I shouldn't assume it, but I did. Now then, friends, don't delay. Call Royal Air Coach Agency right now. Call Miss Aya Krasnovnichna. Now, that's the name to ask for. At Hancock 66640 for your reservations and for the lowest fares to anywhere. You'll fly in luxurious four-engine Douglas liners and swift Curtis Curveyors, and you'll have tempting snacks served free by your stewardess, and you'll be able to take your baggage with you, also free. Royal Air Coach Agency handles reservations for scheduled and non-scheduled flights, so pick up the phone and make your reservations and have your ticket delivered to your door free of charge. You can fly now and pay later. Remember, fly through Royal Air Coach Agency to California for only $75 and to Miami for only $37.50. Fly through Royal Air Coach Agency to anywhere in the world and save money. There are no lower rates. So call either Miss Krasnovnichna, or if it's easier, call Miss Ray now. Call collect Royal Air Coach Agency, Hotel Bradford, Boston, Hancock 66640. Now that number again for air reservations to anywhere, Royal Air Coach Agency, Hancock 66640, and ask for Miss Ray. Rates are plus tax from New York. There are no lower rates.
And remember, our contest is still on. We haven't decided where we want to spend our vacation, and if you'd like to tell us where to go, address a card to Bob and Ray, in care of Where to Go, WHDH Boston.
We had some wonderful entries on the contest we had the other day. However, we haven't determined a winner as yet. It's still in the making.
It's really quite interesting to see where you people would like to have us go.
That's another contest.
Oh. Well, I was reading some of the answers to those this morning, and...
Golly, huh?
Yeah.
Well, right. Let's do something exciting, Bob. What should we do?
Right now?
Yeah.
Well, we can go over to River's Mouth. Big things have been happening over there. The Life and Loves of Linda Lovely, written for radio by A. Carrington Love, and starring Marcia Van Allshot as Linda, Sherman L. Sturdley as David, Uncle Eugene as Horace K. Winterhalter. Today, early afternoon, the beginning of a new week in River's Mouth, as Linda and David contemplate the arrival of the men we know only as Finch and Edgerly.
David, come over here right away.
Yes, yes.
That's the wrong character.
Yes, my dear.
Look, David, I've been invited to participate in the new play being put on.
By the River's Mouth Dramatic and Chorale Society?
No. No, by the River's Mouth Hemstitch Playgoing Club.
The River's Mouth Hemstitch Playgoing Club.
Let's just say it once. Huh? Yes, they want me to play the lead.
They do? What's the play going to be?
Little Women.
Well, Linda, it sounds like a wonderful opportunity for you.
You have a part in it, too.
What am I going to portray?
Well, nothing, but they refer to you 3 or 4 times.
A good part.
Oh, it's wonderful.
When do rehearsals begin?
Last night they started, David. I couldn't make it, of course. I was tied up.
Yes, I'm glad I came in time to untie you.
You just saved my life, David.
Do you
another
you
few
know,
moments and the wick would have been to the dynamite.
Do you know who it was that tied you up?
I have a funny idea. It's Chipper.
You mean...
Yes.
But it couldn't be Chipper. Yes. He's 1,000 miles away
no,
from here.
No, he was sprung last week. And I have reason to believe that he headed right here to River's Mouth.
You mean Chipper is back in town?
He knows that I was responsible for sending him up.
Yes, you sent both Chipper and Sandy up several years ago.
Yes. Yes,
two David. Characters that have never been in here before.
David, I'm so worried about it all.
I should think you well might be.
If you weren't so strong, I don't believe I'd be up to it.
Oh, we have nothing to worry about.
Oh, David.
That's a sure thing.
David, you're so fine.
Linda, I believe the telephone is... knocking, ringing.
No, it's that confounded piano player next door, Bill Green. He's always writing something.
I wish we'd never rented him that house.
It's our own fault. Out all night, playing music, wild merrymakers.
I believe he's going to play something now that he just wrote.
Oh, that's pretty. I wonder what... I think... Oh, yes. I heard him talking with Mrs. Johnson about it. He's going to call it Clara the Loon.
I don't believe it will ever be successful.
No, it'd be tough to write words for.
Well, anyway, we do know one thing, and that is that Chipper is back here in town.
Yes, and he's up to no good. Put down the window, will you, please? He must have heard us. David.
Well, what was Linda about to say? And what of Chipper's arrival in River's Mouth? And David's forthcoming visit to Pretoria? We'll learn more tomorrow when we hear Uncle Eugene say...
Well, folks...
That's tomorrow in the next episode, The Life and Loves of Linda Lovely.
Say, incidentally, with Easter just a few days away now, next Sunday, you should get your order in for ham real soon. I don't know who are better qualified to bring you a ham announcement than Bob and myself.
Well, we made this little job a week or so ago. I think we sang very well.
Well, let's listen.
Squire's Allington ham is truly very fine. If you really want to dine, Squire's, that's for mine. Juicy, tender, tasty, sweet, it really is divine. For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, too. Always a winner, I'm telling you.
Squire's Allington ham for mine.
You bet. Squire's Allington ham.
Famous homemakers for that Easter feast and everyday treat. You just can't beat tender, delicious Squire's Arlington ham. One bite and you too will say, Squire's, that's for mine. Remember, the wise buyer buys Squire.
That sounds like a good suggestion for Easter. I have to check on that.
It's a fast-moving solo there we have on it.
Wonder how they ever got Nelson Eddy for that solo part.
Oh, no, it's... The whole thing is neatly done. I think it's the Fred Waring group flew up to Boston to make that.
Fred wasn't with them, though.
No, and I don't believe the real group was there either. I think it actually is the Winston County Pea Pickers.
You mentioned me, Ray.
No, I was just mentioning the Winston County Pea Pickers and...
I wish you wouldn't say dirty words like that, because after all, they are in competition with my outfit, the Smoky Valley Boys.
I know, but... The Winston County Pea Pickers, I think, are a smarter organization.
Well,
I like their uniforms.
Fast stepping. They're a moving outfit. All
That's right. And they have nice, catchy uniforms. They all wear Mickey Mouse suits, don't they?
That's right.
Something nice about that organization.
Adds a little touch for television.
Yeah, and speaking of that, here's another announcement.
Something wonderful has happened to milk.
Seal test concentrated milk. Fresh, fresh milk in the world's newest, most convenient form. Fresh whole milk with the water removed. There's never been anything like it in history. A third of a quart of Seal Test concentrated milk makes a full quart of homogenized vitamin D milk. Simply add two parts cold water to make fresh milk with all its fine flavor and food value. Mix half and half for extra rich cereal and dessert milk. Use it straight for coffee or tea. It's cream-rich in color and flavor. Seal Test concentrated milk does triple duty.
Saves refrigerated space, too.
And what a swell flavor. Best milk I ever tasted.
Try it today.
Seal Test liquid concentrated milk is being introduced in Greater Boston by Deerfoot Farms.
Hurry right along here. So don't forget that, friends, next time you go shopping.
For all of you who have written asking me how the ham shoot was yesterday in Cohasset, it was a big success.
That's good. We had our regular communique from Chief Pelletier, too.
Yes, but we'll have to take that up in greater detail tomorrow.
That's Chief of Police down there. And we'll be back again, I guess, tomorrow. I guess we better get flying because I see the Red Sox are taking the field now. And if they don't bring it back, somebody's going to be pretty mad.
We didn't hear from Steve Bosco this afternoon, did we? I hope he calls tomorrow morning.
Well, he will.
I hope he's out there right now.
At the ballpark.
I suppose.
Ken Wilson, again, to repeat, has the alarm clock flew, but he'll be back again tomorrow, I'm sure.
We'll be here tomorrow morning from 6:35 tonight. Not in this same studio that you're looking at now, but in another one.
Right if you get work, everyone, won't you? Hang by your thumbs. I'm sure you'll agree, as thousands of others have, that it's milder, much milder.